And while he walked flabbily along, Kinnison studied intently the brain of the newcomer. This was what he was after. The ape had had a screen, but it was such a nuisance he took it off for a rest whenever he came here. No lensman on you for sign. They had combed everybody, even this drunken bum here. This was one place that no lensman would ever come to, or if he did, he wouldn't last long. Kinnison had been pretty sure that Strongheart would be in cahoots with somebody bigger than a peddler, and so it had proved. This guy knew plenty, and the lensman was taking the information, all of it. 6 weeks from now, eh? Just right. Time enough to find metal for another royal binge here, and during that binge he would really do things. 6 weeks, quite a while, but QX. It would take some time yet anyway, probably, before the regional directors would, like this fellow, get over their scares enough to relax a few of their most irksome precautions. And, as has been intimated, Kinnison, while impatient enough at times, could hold himself in check like a cat watching a mouse hole whenever it was really necessary. Therefore, in the cell, he seated himself upon the bunk and seized the packet from the hand of the stranger. Tearing it open, he stuffed the contents into his mouth, and eyes rolling and muscles twitching, he chewed vigorously, expertly allowing the potent juice to trickle down his gullet just fast enough to keep his head humming like a swarm of angry bees. Then, the cud sucked dry, he slumped down upon the mattress, physically dead to the world for the ensuing 24 GP hours. He awakened, weak, flimsy, supremely wretched. He made heavy going to the office, where Strongheart returned to him the keys of his boat. Feeling low, sir? It was a statement, not a question. I'll say so, the lensman groaned. He was holding his spinning head, trying to steady the gyrating universe. I'll have to look up, way, way up, with a number 9 visiplate to see a snake's belly in a swamp. Make that damn cat quit stomping his feet, can't you? Too bad, but it won't last long. The voice was unctuous enough, but totally devoid of feeling. Here's a pickup if you need it. The lensman tossed off the potion without thanks, as was good technique in those parts. His head cleared miraculously, although the stabbing ache remained. Come in again next time. Everything's been on the green here, ain't it, sir? Uh-huh. Very nice, the lensman admitted. Couldn't ask for better. I'll be back in 5 or 6 weeks if I have any luck at all.